Oh, blimmin' hell. I've also just realised that during that last audio boo, I may have used the term... what term I have used? Commitment to the cause? Dedication to the cause? Anyway, whichever one I actually said in the audio boo, when I say cause, I mean cause as in C-A-U-S-E, not C-O-W-R-S. C-O-R-R-S. C-O. I've ruined my own joke. Not C-O-R-R-S. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having commitment and dedication to the core family. But in a political context, you know, it doesn't matter how many people prefer Andrea to Sharon or even Jim. Andrea, Sharon, Jim. I'm missing a core. Caroline. There we go. I really had to think then. I used to listen to the cores. I can't deny it, because there's probably a handful of people who know me well enough to be able to counter that bullshit and call me on it. So I may as well admit to having listened to the cause. Same goes for Avril Lavigne. There's just enough people to know that I've listened to them, with varying degrees of enthusiasm. I would just have to accept that and move on. In fact, actually, you know, a few weeks ago, me and the band did a radio show where, this was back in August, I think. Actually, no, before August, could have been. June? July? Anyway, we did this radio show and we had to pick our guilty pleasures. Inspirational tracks and guilty pleasure type tracks. And Avril Lavigne would have been a much better choice to go for than the one I went for. I went for Video Games by Lana Del Rey, which, you know, in some ways, it kind of counts. But I think Avril Lavigne would have been a much guiltier pleasure. Not that I believe in guilty pleasures as such. You either like stuff or you don't, and it doesn't really matter. Balls to what anybody thinks about what you're listening to. But at the same time, there is an element of stuff. Anyway, I came on Audio Boo again to apologise for any complete lack of distinction between the words cause and cause. Hopefully, when I just said it there just then, you might have been able to distinguish. Because when I said cause, I meant cause. And when I said cause, I meant cause. So, you know, just to clear up any confusion or misunderstanding. Because, you know, misunderstanding is the kind of thing that causes nasty things to happen. I'm sort of... My voice might change in tonality in a few bits. That's because I'm now in my kind of hall-y stairwell sort of thing. And it's quite an enclosed space, so there's not much distance for my voice to travel. Whereas now I'm in my kitchen and there might be a little bit more echo to my room, to my voice, because the room's bigger. And I think I'm probably just a bit... excited to be audio booing again after so long. Do you remember those happy days where I used to be walking home from, I don't know, Kiel, and walking past traffic and laughing because. So, so here I am. I think I've made my point. I hope you've been able to keep up with my point and understand what it is I've been trying to say. And other than that, I hope your week is progressing steadily. I would like to say that my week is progressing steadily, because I've just been to see Thor. That was cool. And just before I went out, I found £2.20 in my trousers. Pockets, I should say. I found £2.20 in my trousers. So, good news!